Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefonica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 is facing criticism over unauthorized day-flat charges applied even when mobile internet is disabled, requiring customers to initiate refund requests. O2 Telefonica is boosting connectivity along railway routes by activating additional capacity at 10,000 mobile sites and extending LTE coverage on the 900 MHz band. And Deutsche Telekom is set to increase fixed line charges for legacy connection users starting October 2025 in response to rising network costs.
The article published by teltarif.de examines issues with O2 prepaid services, highlighting that customers are being charged for a day-flat option they did not actively use. It explains that when a customer accesses mobile internet without an active data package, the day-flat fee is automatically applied, with costs varying depending on the tariff used. The report notes that even customers who have completely disabled mobile internet access on their devices are still affected by these charges. The publication emphasizes that this billing error has been recognized by the O2 customer service, which confirmed that there is no immediate fix in sight. Furthermore, the piece underlines that customers must initiate refund requests independently, as the system does not automatically reimburse the unauthorized deductions.
In a separate development, StadtBremerhaven.de reports on O2 Telefonica's expansion of network capacity along railway routes. The article states that the company has activated additional capacity on 10,000 mobile sites, focusing on improved connectivity along over 28,000 kilometers of rail lines. It further details that more than 11,000 kilometers now benefit from LTE on the 900 MHz band in trains in nearby areas, a change made possible through an agreement with Deutsche Bahn Infragio. The report explains that previously, the 900 MHz frequency was not used near rail tracks due to interference concerns, but recent upgrades and regulatory adjustments have resolved this issue. Additionally, the article mentions that the network enhancement is complemented by tests under the Gigabit Innovation Track project, which aims to further boost capacity and internet speeds along these routes.
The Heist.de article discusses the evolving use of generative AI in German public administrations, with a detailed look at how the city of Hanover is employing tools such as the chatbot Hani, the application Woni for processing housing benefit requests, and Microsoft's Copilot Chat for internal support tasks. The article notes that many politicians and administrative leaders view these AI innovations as a strategic solution to counter the challenges posed by a shortage of skilled personnel, emphasizing the potential efficiency gains in handling increasingly complex workloads. It further explains that while AI-powered chatbots are already easing the pressure on telephone hotlines and offering round-the-clock support for citizens, there remain reliability issues when these systems are tasked with retrieving structured information from administrative websites. The publication highlights technical aspects of these AI tools, such as the use of OpenAI's GPT-4o Mini, through partnerships with local providers like Viand, and underscores how data protection is maintained by processing data exclusively in European data centers. Finally, the article stresses that despite the promise of digital transformation through AI applications in both citizen-facing and internal administrative processes, human oversight remains essential to ensure accuracy and avoid misinterpretation, a view also supported by experts and organizations like Wikimedia.
Spiegel.de presents a detailed analysis of the ongoing debate surrounding artificial intelligence and its societal implications. The article begins by highlighting that discussions about AI have increasingly adopted a repetitive, almost ritualistic form, where dramatic warnings, such as the prediction of an AI-induced apocalypse, often capture more attention than a balanced assessment of the technology. Spiegel.de notes that the extremity of these predictions, exemplified by references to Stephen Hawking's warning about the potential end of humanity, has contributed to a cycle of doomsday rhetoric that tends to oversimplify complex issues. The report elaborates on several key themes in AI criticism, including concerns over dehumanization, loss of control, and the high energy consumption associated with advanced computational processes, all of which have been used to frame AI as a threat rather than a tool for solving critical challenges. It also explains that such alarmist narratives risk shifting the focus from constructive technological evolution to a nostalgic longing for past certainties, thereby stifling the development of innovative solutions that are crucial for maintaining digital sovereignty. Further, the article argues that while valid risks associated with AI exist, a disproportionate emphasis on negative outcomes may lead to overregulation, impeding the creation of competitive alternatives that adhere to European values. Ultimately, Spiegel.de calls for a measured approach that prioritizes nuanced debate and proactive engagement over sensationalism, urging that progress in technology should be seen as an opportunity for responsible innovation rather than a precursor to societal collapse.
The publication ChipDE reports on significant changes to the pricing strategy by Deutsche Telekom, which is set to increase fixed line charges for both private and business customers starting from 1st of October 2025. According to the article, customers with older connection technology will face monthly surcharges of either €2.50 or €3, a decision driven by outdated customer figures and rising network operational costs. The report details that the price increase comes as a response to higher expenditure in network expansion and maintenance, even as the company continues to invest in providing high-quality connectivity. This adjustment will primarily affect those with legacy equipment, while customers with more modern installations will benefit from unchanged alternative tariffs. The article explains that affected customers will be informed of the changes via letters or emails, ensuring clear communication regarding these adjustments. Furthermore, Chip.de notes that alternative offers remain available, including the CallStart Fiber IP tariff, which continues to be offered at €23.95, and Magenta Zuhause Start, priced at €34.90, thereby providing stable options despite the changes in traditional fixed-line fees. The report also reminds stakeholders of Deutsche Telekom's long-standing history. Beginning in 1995, following the privatization of the Deutsche Bundespost Telecommunications Division, the company is highlighted for its innovation in broadband, 5G, cloud services, and cybersecurity, which has bolstered its reputation as a global telecommunications leader. Additionally, the narrative mentions that many customers are dissatisfied due to the unexpected discontinuation of an important app. This comprehensive view of Deutsche Telekom's pricing strategy and historical context provides valuable insights into the competitive landscape, informing strategic considerations from the perspective of O2 Telefonica.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.